Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, November the 8th, 2022. I am your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. We are talking about the tightly contested midterm elections here in the United States, where millions of people are voting for their congressional leaders, meaning senators and representatives in the lower house, as well as governors. Polling stations opened as early as 6 o'clock in the morning and will be closing at the same hour this evening. The ruling Democrats, the party of President Joe Biden, currently controls both chambers of Congress, the Senate and the House of Representatives, although with a razor-thin margin. But if polls are anything to go by, the Democrats will suffer heavy defeat at the hands of the opposition Republican Party. Still, these are just polls, and as they say, the jury is out until the last ballot is cast or counted. So, let's look at the current makeup of the U.S. Congress. The lower chamber, or the House of Representatives, is comprised of 435 members. And currently, the Democrats have 220 seats, while the Republicans hold 212. Three seats are vacant, and of course, like all other seats, they are up for grabs. To win control of the House, a party must get 218 seats, and with polling consistently showing several Democrats trailing, Republicans need just 5 to 6 seats to gain control. The Senate, also known as the upper chamber, has 100 members, and is currently split evenly between the two parties. But only 24 seats are up for grabs. And with many Democrats in the red, again, at least according to the polls, Republicans need just one seat to flip the Senate. Some of you may be wondering, what about the presidential election? Well, that's not due until 2024. Focus is on the so-called battleground states where there is tight contestation as we speak. And these include Pennsylvania, Georgia, Ohio, Arizona, Nevada, and Michigan. Lichona njani, sapho lweZimbabwe, siyahlangana kuhlelo lweLive Talk, The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngokhetho lokudinga amalunga amadala omabili ePhalamende khonapha eMelika, ele House of Representatives kanye lele Senate. Izigidi zabantu ziyavota namhla, sikhuluma nje kukhetho olulokuncintisana okukhulu phakathi kwebandla elibusayo elama-Democrats, okulibandla likamongameli Joe Biden, kanye lelama-Republicans, okulibandla lwayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump. Ibandla lama-Democrats yilo elilawula amadale omabili, kodwa uphenyo lukhomba ukuthi lilakho ukunqotshwa. Ziningi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eMelika ezivotayo lazo kulolu khetho. Sizakhuluma lazo ezinye zazo kulolu hlelo. Kwaziwa iba tereri ve Studio 7 muchirongwa che Live Talk, nasi tiri kutarisa sarudzo ziri kuitwa izvozvi muno muAmerica dzekutsvaga nhengo dzematare maviri eParamende, anoti House of Representatives neSenate. Bato remutungamiri wenyika vaJoe Biden remaDemocrats ndiro riri kutonga matare maviri aya, asi tsvagiridzo dzakawanda dzinoratidza kuti rinogona kukundwa neremaRepublicans. Pane zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zviri kuvhota musarudzo idzi. And we begin our show tonight with voters from different states, including Georgia, Florida, and New York, expressing their views about today's crucial vote.
First and foremost, my female reproductive rights, which are healthcare issues, so I see them as such. I'm also voting for economic issues and the basic fundamental rights of LGBTQ folks, which are, I am not one of, but is a key issue here, so I believe in those rights. So,
I mean, I'm not as concerned because generally in New York, even if we have a Republican governor, they're not as, you know, right-wing as other states. It tends to be even when we have mayors that are Republican, they're really Democratic-like. So I'm not as worried with that, though I do hope Obama wins.
The safety of our country, that's what we're seeing in the military, the safety of our country is paramount. My law enforcement brothers and sisters, we have a tough job to do, and we need all the support we can that we can get, including effective, positive leadership, not title holders or policy, not title holders or petition takers.
What brought me out here to vote today is because of my ancestors. A bunch of my ancestors, whether they were black or women, were not able to vote. So I think God put me here at this particular time to carry on that torch for them.
I want to see the change I want. If I want any change, if anything is happening in the political arena, then I know I participated in my own little way. I contributed my own little way by voting to make sure that things get better than it is.
Well, I noticed that some of the candidates that have been up for office recently are into mudslinging and negative campaigning and things like that, and I just don't want those people representing me at the highest levels.
To see change with our politics that are going to be elected, hopefully it would be a great option.
For me, voting is certainly a privilege. You know, I come from, my background is Cuban. We were stripped of all our rights, of all our freedoms. So coming to this country, my parents and my grandparents always left with me that feeling, you know, how great it is to be in this country, and one of the best ways that you could respect your country is through voting. So voting is very important. Whether you vote one way or the other, it doesn't matter, but you need to do this.
Please come out to vote. It's super important. We need to come out and vote because it's our right. If we don't vote, then we don't have a say, and we will not be represented. And it's a lot in stake for this election. We need to keep this country free. We need to keep the democracy going and keep it what it is, a land of the free. Thank you.
Those were some of the voters from different states expressing their views over the midterm elections currently underway here in the United States. As said already, several Zimbabweans who hold U.S. citizenship are also voting today. Some have already voted in what is known as early voting, a provision that allows Americans to vote ahead of election day. One of them is Mr. Tim Muringai, also a Citizens Coalition for Change-aligned political commentator, who lives in the battleground state of Ohio. We also have a political analyst, Ms. Pearl Matile, who is closely watching the polls from the nation's capital here in D.C. Mr. Muringai and Ms. Matile, good evening and welcome to both of you. Let me start off with Ms. Matile. According to the watchdog U.S. Elections Project, more than 43.5 million people had voted by the end of yesterday, compared to 39.1 million in the same period in the 2018 elections, a clear indication of voter enthusiasm there. What's at stake in this election? Is it the economy, as the Republicans say, or democracy that President Joe Biden and his Democratic Party is saying Republicans are trying to destroy?
Thank you so much for your questions, and greetings to all of the Voice of America audiences. So you're quite right that this election is actually very important. It is also significantly important that populations across the African continent should be paying some attention to them, because they will have implications and ramifications for the rest of the world, including for Africa. So President Biden's agenda will be tested here, depending on what the results come out as. If the Republicans gain either control of the House, even if they don't have control of the Senate, or if they gain control over both houses, then he will have a significantly difficult time in completing the rest of his agenda between now and 2024. You asked about what are the issues that are important in this election. There are a few, and I'll just mention a couple of those. Top on voters' minds, Americans' minds right now, is inflation. Inflation over the last couple of weeks and days here has been ranking even as high as 8%, and that is significantly high and hurting people's pockets here in the United States, for according to their living standards, right? So inflation is the single biggest economic issue on the ballot today. The other issue is going to be democracy. Democracy is, though it is, it's not, it's not even the number two issue, it's not even the number three issue, but democracy and immigration are probably about a percentage point difference between the two of them in terms of what Americans are telling themselves is important to them, right? Another issue that is going to be important here for the rest of the world to watch is, how will these elections pan out in terms of democracy? It's going to be a historic election because of just the sheer numbers that are expected to turn out and participate in the elections today. Earlier, I spent several hours with the Washington, D.C. Board of Elections with a gentleman called Nick Jacobs. He is the spokesperson for the District of Columbia Board of Elections, who talked to me a little bit about how they're supervising their elections. This is an election body similar to what in Zimbabwe we call ZEC.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things which he mentioned to me was, even before the start of opening the polls today, at least more than 100,000 people who live in Washington, D.C. had already voted. They have on their voters roll about 500,000 people already on their voters roll. And so I was asking in terms of these numbers. One thing that has happened since the 2020 election, presidential election, and this election in just in these last two years, is that, for example, among Latinos, there are now more than 62 million Latinos who live in the United States. And the population of the Hispanic vote has grown, has far exceeded even African Americans.
And without a doubt, the Hispanic demographic is a very important demographic in this election, and indeed in any other U.S. election. But let me come back to you shortly, Ms. Mathibe. Angiyeko Baba Umuringai. Mnumzana Umuringai, ukona ngapo e-Ohio. I-Ohio, kuyancintiswana, kuyafiwa khona ngapho. Hayi kufiwa kutshayana kodwa ngomncintiswano nje ngokuthi ngamavoti. Siyazi ukuthi i-Ohio ngesinye sesigaba eziqakathekileyo ezingadecide ukuthi i-Senate kumbe i-House of Representatives iya kuma-Democrats kumbe iya kuma-Republicans. Unjani umumo khona ngapho? Bathini abantu? Bayavota ngezisu bekhangela umnotho, kumbe bayavota bekhangela ukuthi i-democracy mhlawumbe isengozini njengokusho kwama-democracy lo Biden?
Hayi, ngiyabonga Mnumzana Nkomo. Into esiyibonayo lapho e-Ohio, njengoba ukhulume kahle wathi yona i-Ohio iqakathekile, bayithi yi-purple state ngezinye izigaba zama-elections. esikubona kathesi ama interviews amaningi aphumayo abantu abaningi bakhuluma ngezisu le petrol lokuthi abantu the cost of living isi out of this world not democracy. Democracy I think irenka ku number 3 or 4 konapho.
Onga ngokuthi abantu bayavota ngezisu bakhangela ukudla ezitolo igas esingathi ngamafutha ezimota kuma petrol station lapho.
Yeah, yiko abakukhangele abaningi bangikhona and siyakwazi ukuthi njengoshilo kuqala laphana ukuthi i-Ohio State sometimes it goes blue, sometimes it goes red. But okwakathesi singathi ku-Senate race sibona ngathiwa zindala zombili u-Ryan lo-J. D. Vance they are statistically tied. But ama-House races lawa sibona ama-Republicans enqoba.
And by the way, Mr. Muringai voted on Sunday. Uthi vote ngesonto ubaba Muringai ngoba ngapha ama states amane ngavumela abantu ukuthi bavote phambilini kwelanga lokhetho. And umunga taura, can you share with our listeners va Muringai mbataure kuti how was that experience like? Yekuwana mkana wekuvota zuva resarudzo risati rasvika nhasi wino kuti muri kubasa and dai musina kuvota neweekend zvaigona kutinetsei. Can you share nemalisteners edu kuti experience yekuwana mkana wekuvota zuva resarudzo risati rasvika iri sei, yakaita sei?
Aiwa no early voting ndo yakatonakisa nokuti population tinoziva kuti inenge yakati kurei, saka zuva rekuvhota kana razosvika zvinongokwanisa kuti zvinetse nokuti kunokwanisa kuitika manonzima glitches musystem kuti zvinhu zvisaitike. Asi ne-early voting takaona musi Saturday nemusi Sunday vanhu vanga vachisvika kuma48,000 malaini anga akareba vanhu kwanga kune 110 machines pa voting station yacho ipapo and panga pane inonzi souls to polls campaign inokoordinatwa nemakereke machechi ndio anenge achitoudza vanhu kuti pamunobva kuchechi musi Sunday kana Saturday mobva matonanga kunovhota panenge pane chikafu nemvura yekunwa pachiridzwa manzi vanhu vachifara whether uchisupporta Republican Party kana Democratic Party. Hapana mhirizhonga yekurovana kana kubatidzana mitsipa asi kuti vanhu vanenge vachifara zvavo vachiexpressa kuvhota kwavari kuda zuva iroro.
Aha, siyabonga Muringai, and please do stay on the line as we go back to Ms. Pearl Matibe okonapa eWashington DC. Uthuke wabhota, uyabhota nje sikhuluma nje ngama polling stations ebona ukuthi luhamba njani ukhetho. Ms. Matibe, let's focus on the bigger picture here, the geopolitics. Obviously this election has huge ramifications for the world as a large. Looking at the war in Ukraine, and the world in general, the way the U.S. will relate with the world after this election, whether the Republicans gain control of both houses or they gain control of one, what are the implications of these polls on the world at large?
I think that you mentioned a very important aspect of these elections, because what will be happening here if, for example, that the Republicans do gain control, which we have seen happening in terms of voting rights, voting laws and statutes beginning to change across the country, that we would end up seeing more of that. Why this is important is You've seen over the years where elections on the African continent, the West, including the United States, has come to Zimbabwe and other countries to observe elections. So now this has given us a bit of an opportunity also to kind of observe and watch and track what is happening here in terms of democracy, right? Are these elections also viewed as free, fair, or credible? And what aspects about this? And why is it important for the rest of the world? So a couple of things. I was talking to Dr. Lisa Bryant, who is the chair of the Department of Social Sciences at California State University in Fresno, and she was talking about voting rights. One of the issues is if the Republicans gain power and they diminish voting rights across the country, then that will already begin to mean that as you head into the 2024 presidential elections, you'll have an electorate who will then be returning to the polls with lesser voting rights. These are things that the world should pay attention to because we saw, for example, under President Donald Trump, when he was in office, he had a different stance in how he related to the world. For example, he wanted, during COVID, he wanted to withdraw from the World Health Organization. And he also wanted to withdraw from the, on climate issues. In terms of Africa, he withdrew troops from Somalia, right, in this conflict. Now we've seen troops come back to Somalia. Now under President Biden, we've seen, for example, he's put in this new strategy towards sub-Saharan Africa. We saw Secretary Blinken visit Pretoria and announce a new strategy, a new foreign policy approach towards Africa. If you had a Republican, control of the Congress, even though historically Republicans and Democrats generally have an aligned foreign policy approach, there are certain nuances and certain aspects of this foreign policy that may tend to be lesser for Africa or more for Africa. So this is why these elections, even at the local level, are very important to be watching and paying attention to.
And that's why they are even important to the world as a whole. And for those that have just joined us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight we are focusing on the midterm elections here in the United States, where millions are voting today for members of Congress and governors. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, as well as VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now, let's go to Wisconsin, another battleground state, where some polling shows Democrats with better prospects. We are joined now by Lucy Dongwe, originally from Zimbabwe. Ms. Dongwe, welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you, Tunga.
Ma gurise ku Wisconsin uko mato vota here.
Kwakavhurika vanhu vakatotanga kuvota and early voting also started earlier. The polls are people are going to the polls.
Pachenyu ma vota here kana kuti makavota?
Takakanda kudhara.
Konhasi kumamwe mastates tiri kunzwa kuti vanhu vafumobata jongwe muromo, makues akazara zvekuti. KuWisconsin kuri sei?
People are voting, and we are fortunate kuti also we had early voting. Nenyaya dzokuenda kumabasa, it helps a lot to those people who will be working. Polling places are open, and there is a steady stream in most places.
And, polls will always be polls. They are always, they are sometimes right and sometimes they are very wrong. Like what we saw in the contest between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. In Wisconsin, what are the polls showing? Because the last I saw, I think the Democrats had better prospects.
Wisconsin is a very tricky state, like many battleground states. It's also a purple state. You'd find that currently we have an incumbent, Ron Johnson, who has been in the Senate for, I think, 2 terms now, going and actually they're showing to be very close with Mandela Barnes, who is a Democrat. But Ron Johnson was also sharing the seats with another Democrat. So you'd find that it can go, it's more like a toss-up. Also looking at our local house and all that stuff, you'd find that right now we also have a Democratic governor, but the Congress and the Senate is controlled by the Republicans, so it can go either way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. Ms. Tongwe, please do stay on the line. Mbuyele kuwe, Baba Moringa, sesizagqiba nje uhlelo. Sesisiya emaphethelweni. Ngendlela ukhetho lalapha oluqhutshwa ngayo, kukhona yini esingakufunda mhlawumbe sikulandele lathi njengeZimbabwe?
Yeah, into eqakathekileyo ukuthi kube lama voters roll ukuthi umuntu wonke uyakwanisa ukuzibonela ukuthi has they been registered or not, and automate put the thing on digital frameworks ukuthi abantu bayakwanisa ukuhamba bezikhethela abantu abafunayo, and ukufaka le diaspora vote, ngoba sibona ama embassy wonke all over the world abantu bayahamba bayazivotela khona ngale, and akula nkinga.
And in the voters' role, I must say, ukuthi lapha like you are saying, digital, you can log in ku internet to vote ukuthi are you registered in.
Yeah, and you can thumeza a request for an absentee ballot. Ngoba sekwazi ukuthi ekhaya lathi silabantu abahlala mbeni endaweni ezinga accessible ngemota or anything. So ma ukwanisa ku ukufaka absentee vote before the day, I think yabe kuqakathekile ngoba sesilabantu abadala abesebeluphela abaningi who cannot walk the distances or stay under the lines ama-lines amakhulu. So Konoko, I think it's very important. The diaspora vote, left voters role, I think is very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Matibe, as we wrap up, you have 1 minute. What can we learn as a country, as Zimbabwe, as we head to the polls next year? What can we learn from this U.S. experience?
The U.S. experience gives us a lot to learn from here because, for example, we were just talking about the mail-in ballots, for example. When they start to count the vote about how to protect the vote and how to defend the vote, right, usually we begin to see signs early on in the day that the Democrats have got a higher participation in terms of mail-in ballots. Right now, already 46% of this vote has already been cast by the Democrats because generally the Republicans tend to show up in person more in numbers than on the day of the election as opposed to mailing in their ballots ahead of the election. And so at the moment, there's only about 28% of the Republican vote has already been sent in by mail. But the total number of these mail-in votes right now is standing at about 51 million votes. Now, I think the processes of how vote takes place, how to track the vote, how to defend the vote, the integrity of the vote, and also being inclusive. You see at the moment, every type of person in the demographic in the electorate is allowed to vote, whereas in Zimbabwe, the diaspora are still not allowed to cast their constitutional right to be able to vote in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
These are issues that need to be looked, that need further discourse. Issues of delimitation. We always talk about delimitation. I went to polling stations today. I witnessed no intimidation, no harassment, no violence. I was
thank
able to
engage
with
thank you there, Ms. Matibe. Thank you there, Ms. Matibe. I'm sorry we have to leave it there. And that brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank all our guests. That's Ms. Pearl Matibe, a Zimbabwean here in the Washington, D.C. area. Lucy Dongwe, another Zimbabwean in Wisconsin. And Mr. Tim Moringai in Ohio. Thank you also to our viewers and listeners. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, where we will give you the results of today's elections. I am Yamtunga Milinkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe. Be large.